May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be holy and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Twyla Cazador is a member of the San Carlos Apache tribe. She is a master harvester, a person trying to recover the food traditions of her people. And while she gathers grass, seeds, and acorns, she tells their stories, how they lived and thrived before the barren fields of the reservations, before canned goods and government rations. She is featured in a documentary called Gather, and in one scene, she describes her work. Harvesting, she says, takes time and energy and work. If you live off the land, it is never Taco Tuesday. It's never Taco Tuesday. Now, nothing against tacos here. I like them just as much as the next person. But what she means to say is simple. We live in a world of creaturely comforts, unknown to humankind for most of existence, wonders we take for granted. You can have bananas for breakfast every morning, whether you live in Florida or in Alaska, whether it's harvest time or the dead of winter. Do you realize just how weird that is? How strange it is in the grand scheme of things? You can have your favorite foods cooked and prepackaged year-round, ready for you to heat up in a matter of minutes. There once was a time when this was the stuff of dreams. There once was a time when we knew the land under our feet better than our favorite aisle at the grocery store. Now, you may be asking yourself, what does this have to do with worship? As you may be aware, as we look ahead to the work before us in 2022, we are starting a sermon series today, one in which we'll be tackling the essential elements of community life, what it means for us to be the church, what the practice of being Christian means for us here at St. Paul's. And over the next 3 Sundays, we will talk about life together, summed up in 3 action verbs: worshiping, serving, and growing in faith. Today, we are talking about worship. And there are few better places to begin that conversation than when Psalm 104. The people of Israel, you see, were moved to worship because they saw God's imprint in every living thing. O Lord, my God, you are very great. The first few verses read in an alternate translation. Grandeur and glory you dawn, wrapped in light like a cloak, stretching out the heavens like a tent cloth, setting beams for his lofts in the waters, making his chariots in the clouds. He goes on the wings of the wind. The text is a ballad to the wonder of God's handiwork, a God wrapped in light and misty veil, a God who makes hay sprout for cattle and brings forth bread and wine to gladden human hearts. And there is something here, something that we can learn about the nature of worship, a worship that is rooted in a sense of awe, a worship rooted in humility and our connection to every living thing, a worship familiar with the limits and vulnerability of human life. It was easier, maybe, for previous generations to appreciate the grandeur of God, the God in whom all created things rest. In the world we live in, we are almost always protected from the elements, an admittedly good thing, don't get me wrong, but it comes at a cost. In our modern world, nature is a thing we consume more often than it is one we protect or nurture. The same goes for us and for the way we measure our time, blocked out as it is in 15-minute increments and billable hours, optimized for the sake of efficacy and production. Worship and what we do in worship calls us back to attention to a different way of measuring our time and our worth. At its best, it helps us see our connection to every living thing. Liturgy tells the story of the Jewish and Christian peoples in relationship to the land beneath their feet. In the Christian calendar, in the liturgical calendars of Jewish and Christian peoples, Passover coincides with the celebration of a new flock, the Feast of Pentecost with the wheat harvest, the Feast of Tabernacles with that of the Feast of New Wine. During the winter solstice, the darkest point of the winter months, we celebrate the light of Christ come among us. There is work and there is rest. There is fasting and there is feasting. And all these little habits of worship, these weekly and yearly liturgical observances, they tether us to the land we stand on, the air we breathe, and the God in whom all things came to be. Friends, we live in a world that has forgotten these truths. We do not know the land nearly as well as we once did, and we certainly do not know each other, caught up, as we so often are, in our own climate-controlled lives and echo chambers. The reason we worship, the reason we create the space for beauty and awe, for common prayer and song, is to tether ourselves back to reality, the community that surrounds us, as diverse as the grains of sand on the seashore, and a world teeming with the beauty and grandeur of its creator. We worship because God is indeed great. We worship because in this space, we are reminded of a world brimming with God's glory and our place in God's plan to redeem and save that which is lost and forgotten. There is a Latin phrase that is often used to describe our episcopal tradition and the way we worship. Lex orandi, lex credendi. Roughly translated, it means the way we pray is the way we believe. The way we believe is reflected in the way we pray. So what will it mean for us to pray and believe what we pray in the new year? We have countless obstacles. We have had countless obstacles over the last couple of years, and we have adapted marvelously, I might add. And I hope you'll get a sense of that later in today's service. But I would be remiss if I told you that we could simply go back to the way things were. No, we cannot go back. But if we look forward, if we pray what we believe, if we believe what we pray, we know that the story of God's work among us isn't done yet. We have good work ahead of us, my friends. There are people in need of community right here in Cary. There are people struggling to get by who need a helping hand, your helping hand. And there is so much more we have to learn about who we are and whom God is calling us to be. Stay with us, my friends. Let us worship in spirit and in truth, and let us see what new thing God has in store for us yet. Amen.